You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Stripping down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees. Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's windy.
Well, we have another wet weekend ahead, but this time windy weather is also in the mix. A Pacific cyclone is headed toward us. That's got our weather expert pretty excited. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain why certain places around here get hit harder than others in windstorms. We'll also get the forecast. You like the challenge of a good storm, don't you, Cliff?
I do, and I've been a little bit bored with this winter so far. You know, we only had that one wind event in November, and we really haven't had strong windstorms and snowstorms or rainstorms, so it's been a pretty blah winter so far. And this weekend, we'll have a little bit of action, but nothing that mentionable. Today, we have cold, unstable air mass still coming in and some showers on and off. And by the way, you know, we've gotten quite a bit of snow in the mountains. Some places have gotten 1 to 2 feet during the last few days. Wonderful refresh of the snow in the Cascades, so get up there. Now, tonight, a low pressure center, a Pacific cyclone, will be approaching Vancouver Island. You know, this is not the strongest cyclone in the world, but it's pretty good. And so this low center is tracking right towards the southern part of Vancouver Island and is going to cross Vancouver Island sometime later tonight, early tomorrow morning, and then pass north of us on Saturday. Now, what that's going to do is bring substantial winds first to the Oregon coast, where the winds could gust to 50 to 60 miles per hour, then the Washington coast tonight, and finally tomorrow, midday, 12 or 1 o'clock, as the low goes north of us, I expect the winds to really crank up here in Puget Sound. Gusts to at least 30 to 40 miles per hour, maybe some higher gusts near the water. You know, we've had enough wind this year, and it's also later in the winter. I don't expect a huge number of power outages, but there could be a few. So that's the big action that we're going to get on Saturday, some wind. And then later on Saturday, Sunday morning, a warm front's going to move through. So our temperatures, which have been in the mid-40s, are going to zoom up into the 50s on Sunday. And so I would expect 55, 57, something like that on Sunday, with rain in the morning and then showers in the afternoon. It looks like that warm air is going to be hanging over us at least until Monday. Now, associated with that warm front is a moderate atmospheric river. But fortunately, most of the rain is going to go north of us. So from the very northern part of the Olympic Mountains into southern BC, that's where they're going to get 2 to 5 inches of rain. So it'll be pretty wet up there if you're going north. And then later on Monday and Tuesday, the moisture is going to come back towards us as a cold front. So I expect some rain on late Monday and Tuesday as that front comes back. So we have a little bit of weather action, plenty of precipitation in the mountains, and we have a great snowpack right now. We've really recovered from the somewhat of a snow drought earlier.
But back to the wind, it seems to hit harder in certain places around here, like Whidbey Island always gets hammered, right? Why is that?
That's right. There are certain places that get more wind, especially when we have a low center passing by. Now, first there's the coast. When the low is coming in, there's a lot of pressure difference with the low center, and the coastal areas tend to get hit with the gusts first. But as the low approaches, the first thing we start seeing is strong winds in the Strait of Juan de Fuca, because the air likes to accelerate from the interior of western Washington to the coast. So you'll see very strong winds in the western side of the strait, and that's going to happen as the low approaches tonight. So if you're there by Tatoosh or somewhere to the west of Port Angeles, it's going to be cranking there tonight. And then as it comes closer, the next place that tends to get a lot of winds is Northwest Washington. So places like the San Juans, Victoria, the northern part of Whidbey Island, they tend to get very windy. And that actually is associated with the Olympic Mountains. As the low center approaches us, it interacts with the Olympic Mountains, and we tend to get an area of low pressure in the lee on the northeast side of the Olympic Mountains. This is from air sinking down the slopes of the Olympics. Now, that low center tends to increase the pressure difference around Northwest Washington. So you get these strong southeasterly winds from Whidbey Island up into the San Juans, and that's going to happen tonight. And then as the low continues to move north of us, things switch over. We tend to develop a large pressure difference up and down the sound, and then it's our turn to get strong winds, generally in the later part of the event. So it's really interesting. The strong winds first are on the coast, then in the strait, then in northwest Washington, and then we get it. And it all has to do with where the low is and its orientation with respect to the mountains.
There are also places that don't get a lot of wind. For instance, I've heard that Squim out there on the Olympic Peninsula, its name means place of calm winds in Native American vernacular?
That's right, or place of calm waters. Squim is an interesting place because what happens is, as the air descends down the mountains, it can create a low pressure system, a mini low pressure system right near Squim, where the winds are actually relatively light. You can think of them, you know, in the lee of the Big Barrier, and they're being protected by this big mountain barrier. So Squim can often have relatively light winds while the winds are cranking at 40, 50 miles per hour over the San Juans.
Interesting. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.